Farmer to Farmer, thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. This past week, a group of Illinois Farm Bureau leaders took their own field trip to Kentucky and Tennessee to get a better feel for how Farm Bureau is working in those states and to see some of the area's agriculture. Illinois Farm Bureau President Philip Nelson.
We basically have visited with board members and state presidents from Kentucky and Tennessee to learn more about some of the issues that you're dealing with, as well as explaining some of the issues that we're dealing with in Illinois.
Nelson, a grain and livestock producer in Illinois, says no matter what state farmers are in, there are many issues affecting all of them.
You look at everything from the Farm Bill to immigration reform, the basis levels that we're tackling in Illinois post-Katrina are in the minds of farmers, whether you're in Illinois or Tennessee. So I think that the good news is that by sitting around a table, you can find out some of the things that you're dealing with and what you're attacking it with from your perspective to the way that we've looked at it. And I think we came up with a lot of good ideas.
And Nelson says he's convinced that the Farm Bureau in all states is helping to keep our nation's farmers in business.
I think we make a considerable difference in the county Farm Bureau system, tackling the issues at the county level, at the state level, the national level. And we've just witnessed here in the last few weeks what a difference American Farm Bureau makes at the international level as it relates to sitting across the table trying to work out some of the differences on trade issues. So overall, I'm pretty proud of the Farm Bureau system. No matter what state you come from, we do make a difference.
And the Illinois farmers got to see corn harvest earlier than they're used to on Jay Tucker's farm in Giles County. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.